Welcome to SEO Link Building with Julian Goldie, a podcast about getting your website to rank higher on Google so you can get more traffic, leads, and sales, all from SEO Link Building. Now, here's your host, Julian Goldie.
What's up, guys? Today, we're going to look at 12 easy-to-use SEO tools for beginners. Now, if you're new to SEO, you might be wondering why you need tools in the first place. I mean, SEO is hard enough to learn in the first place, right? Why make things harder by having to learn about some new tools? Well, to be fair, you might be able to get some okay results with SEO without having to use these tools, but you can really only do that once you have a strong understanding of how SEO works. I mean, if I told you right now to figure out how competitive a keyword is without using any tools, could you do it? It'd probably be quite difficult, right? Sure, once you're an SEO pro, you can probably do this without too much trouble, and it could be like a little party trick. But if you're a beginner, you probably can't do this, and that's why you'll need to invest in SEO tools. Of course, SEO being SEO, there are literally hundreds of tools to choose from, and pretty much everyone has their own opinions on what the best SEO tools are. Some people are pretty passionate about this too, and I bet some SEO person out there would be willing to fight me over my selection of tools. If you're that person, please don't take my opinions personally. Anyway, because of this, you'll probably see some different tools mentioned when checking out similar videos on this topic. For me though, the tools in this video are pretty much the best ones I've encountered after going through a ton of them. Some of these tools are paid tools and some of them are free. I've tried to include a good balance here so that you can get results even if you're on a budget. For example, the selection of tools I cover in section 2 are actually really useful for people that are trying to keep costs low. After all, SEO is supposed to be one of the best marketing tactics for people on a budget, so it'd be a shame if this was undone by having to invest tons of cash into tools. Anyhow, enough talk here, let's get this video started. So tool number one is Ahrefs. So the first tool we're going to cover here is something called ahrefs.com. Now, if you've seen some of my other videos, you've probably heard me talk about this tool before. And I really love this tool for two key reasons. Number one, they have tons of data. When it comes to SEO tools, having access to tons of data really is the name of the game. You might be wondering why. Because really, when you're doing SEO research, you're really just combing through tons of data, trying to find opportunities. Generally, the tools with the most data will provide you with the most reliable insights. And Ahrefs has done tons of high-quality data that is trusted by thousands of SEOs around the world. Now, is the data perfect? Of course not. After all, the only perfect data will be the actual data that comes directly from Google. Now, of course, it's true that Google does have some tools that provide internal data, and we'll touch on this later. But this data isn't super precise. It's kind of just like approximations to give people a general idea of what's going on. Ahrefs, on the other hand, does provide data that is somewhat more detailed than most of the other free tools from Google. Because of this, it's kind of like the next best thing to having access to Google's internal data that would actually tell you what's really going on here. Plus, number two, they have tons of features. So another reason I love Ahrefs is that this one product provides lots of different SEO tools inside one little arena. So in fact, there are so many useful tools within the Ahrefs suite that you could probably get away with just spending money on this one product and this one product alone. For example, if you invest in Ahrefs, you can do keyword research, backlink research, website authority research, and tons of other stuff as well. Plus, another good thing here is that there's lots of documentation for all these tools. This means it's really easy to learn how everything works. And this is great if you're new to SEO or just SEO tools in general. So when you combine those two reasons, it's easy to see why Ahrefs is a great tool and one of my favorites. Now, section number two is Google's free tools. Right, so earlier we mentioned that Google has some free tools that you can take advantage of. We're going to basically bundle all of these tools together in this section because they're all kind of related to Google and associated with them. Anyhow, let's check out what these tools are and how they can help you when it comes to SEO. So number one is Google AdWords Keyword Planner. This tool is for people that want to figure out which keywords they should target when running AdWords campaigns. But even though it's for AdWords, it's actually pretty good for SEO keyword research too. That's because if you put a keyword into this tool, it will provide you with keyword variations and suggestions as well as search volume data. For instance, here's an example based on the keyword, how to build a pool. As you can see, there are tons of different suggestions here based on this one single keyword. Each of these suggestions can be used to generate more ideas or even just an idea for content. One of the really good things about this tool, aside from the fact it's free, is that it tells you about CPC data. And this is basically how much people are bidding in order to target a certain keyword on AdWords. This is really helpful because the higher the CPC is, the more likely it is that that keyword will return a higher ROI. After all, people wouldn't be willing to spend so much on ads that target a certain keyword if the keyword didn't produce good results. With that in mind, if you use this tool, it's really easy to identify promising keywords, and if you rank for these keywords, you can achieve great results without having to spend money on ads. Free tool number two from Google is PageSpeed Insights. Now, Google really cares about user experience, and if your pages load slowly, they might actually penalize you and lower your rankings. Luckily, you can get ahead of this problem by using a free tool from Google called PageSpeed Insights. If you give this tool your website URL, it will run some checks on your site to see how fast it is. And once the test is over, it will provide you with a score and also some suggestions on how you can make things better. Remember, Google really cares about page speed. So don't ignore this tool just so that you can focus on some of the more exciting ones in this video. Number three is Google's mobile friendly test. Google also cares a lot if your website is mobile friendly. If it isn't, your rankings may suffer. Again, luckily for us, they have a tool that will check if your website is mobile friendly. This tool is very easy to use and it works just like the PageSpeed Insights tools. So just put in your URL and it will run some checks and provide some suggestions. Easy. By the way, if you have any suggestions on how you can make a website mobile friendly, let me know in the comment section. I'm always on the lookout for new tips. Number four is Google Search Console. Now, Google Search Console is kind of like a tool that will provide you with some insight into how your website is performing on Google. It will tell you which keywords you're appearing for, as well as the kinds of keywords that lead to actual clicks to your website. You also get data based on where these searches are taken around the world, location by location. And this tool will also run a few basic usability and technical checks on your website to ensure it meets Google's Webmaster Guidelines. Now, this tool isn't that exciting if you're dealing with a brand new website. But once your website is attracting some traffic, this tool will throw off some really interesting insights that will help you optimize your SEO campaigns. So definitely check it out. Number five is Google Trends. Now, the last free tool we're going to look at from Google is Google Trends. Now, if you're like a lot of people, you might have messed around with this tool just for fun. But while it can be a fun tool to check out for general stuff, it can actually be really useful for SEO stuff too. Why? Well, if you type in a keyword related to your niche, you can potentially identify new keywords and topics that people are searching for. If you create content around these keywords and topics, you might be able to get in front of these people before your competitors do. And this is really helpful if you're in a competitive niche and you're trying to build a solid presence. Now, another tool I recommend is Phrase.io. This tool basically checks over your content and helps you optimize it so that it scores highly when it comes to on-page SEO. Does this by highlighting some of the words and topics that you should include when writing a blog post about a certain thing. For example, if you check out this graphic, you can see an example of how Phrase recommends the use of certain words when writing about that topic. If you follow the suggestions, then your article will be more relevant and this will help you rank higher on Google. And this tool is also starting to help people write AI content, which is really helpful for people that quickly want to build out their articles so they can hit the word quota suggested by Phrase. And it can also help you quickly cover some of the suggested topics provided by this tool. By the way, if you want to learn more about how AI has impacted SEO content creation, check out this video of mine, which is called AI and SEO, Can Artificial Intelligence Write Content for SEO? Anyhow, if you do a good job in relation to the quotas and suggested topics, your odds of ranking for a certain topic or term will be much higher, assuming you've taken care of the other aspects of SEO. But how about all the moving parts of SEO? If you had a tool that could manage all of those, wouldn't life be easier? Well, luckily there is, and that's what we're going to cover next. So my fourth tool on this list is Trello. The next two. Why do I recommend Trello? Well, this tool can help you manage all of the little moving parts associated with managing an SEO campaign. It's brilliant if you ever want to get a quick snapshot of where your entire SEO campaign or even just a certain part of your campaign stands. So how does Trello work? Well, basically with Trello, you're able to create a number of boards. And on these boards, you can create tasks. And once you complete a task, you can move it to the next board. You can also assign these tasks to people in your team. So if you have a board for content, there might be one section for ideas, another for drafts, and another for published posts. You'd then move items across depending on how things are progressing. For example, once an article idea is approved, you'd move its card to the draft stage. Here's a good example of a Trello content board that sort of resembles what I'm talking about here. You can also just use your boards as a checklist to help you track all of the different tasks associated with a project. For example, this SEO board gives a good overview of what needs to be done to ensure a site is SEO ready. If someone uses a checklist like this, then they can quickly figure out where their website stands in relation to their SEO readiness. If you ever need some inspiration, just Google Trello SEO board templates, and someone wonderful out there will have a template for you you can borrow and implement into your campaign. By the way, if you have any good resources when it comes to Trello templates, let me know in the comments. I'd love to see what you have. Suggestion number 5 is Hunter. Now, SEO involves a lot of outreach, and this can be tricky to manage and track. Hunter is a tool that makes this task a lot easier. And one of the really good things about this tool is that it can help you find people's email addresses. In most cases, you just provide the domain, and then Hunter will list some of the emails associated with that domain. You can then go through that list to find an email that's relevant to you. This is really helpful if you're trying to build backlinks, and you need to find the email addresses of editors and website owners. In fact, without this tool, I think it would have been really hard to help my client in this one particular campaign where we built 7 high-DR backlinks each month. This campaign involved a ton of outreach because it was based on the skyscraper method. And a big part of this method involves reaching out to people so that you can make them aware of your content and eventually request a link. And using a tool like Hunter, we're able to find relevant working emails of website owners and editors that will be interested in our client's content. This then allowed us to secure the backlinks we're talking about here. By the way, if you'd like us to help you with this kind of thing, you can book in a free consultation with us at juliangoldie.com. And finally, the last tool we're going to talk about here is Google Sheets. Now, this sounds like a pretty basic tool, and you're probably thinking, what, one of your favorite tools is basically a spreadsheet? And yes, sadly it is. But let me tell you, without Google Sheets, I don't think I'd be able to achieve that much in SEO. Why is that? Well, because Google Sheets helps me keep track of certain key data points. For example, using Google Sheets, I can track the keywords that might be worth going after. I can also use it to note down websites that might be good targets for link building campaigns or requests. And without this, all of my data would just be all over the place in random tools and notes, and maybe even just on a piece of paper if I'm really desperate. So yes, Google Sheets is boring, but it's also kind of important. And because of that, I'd be willing to defend the fact that it's a vital SEO tool. So if you use these tools, you should basically be able to do pretty much everything you want to do when it comes to SEO. Of course, as said earlier, some people may disagree and say there are better versions of the tools I mentioned here. Ultimately, it's all up for debate, and it's a bit of a personal thing. And because of this, you should definitely check out a wide variety of tools to figure out what you like best. Of course, after trying everything out, you'll probably eventually realize that you've wasted a bunch of time because I was right with my choices here, right? Just kidding. But please check out all of the tools you can and use all of the free trials on offer. There isn't a one-size-fits-all answer here, so you'll probably prefer some tools more than others, and that's perfectly fine. Take a moment to become a subscriber so that it's easier for you to find future content.
Thanks for listening to this episode of SEO Link Building with Julian Goldie. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss any future episodes. If you'd like to boost your SEO rankings, drive more traffic, and land more customers with link building, book a call with Julian today at juliangoldie.com.